This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome to ENN, which tonight, wait for it, you guessed it, it's brought to you, delivered by DoorDash. Sign up for Dash Pass from DoorDash today. Try it free for 30 days. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Butter, no, butter, get down. Unbelievable.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
I watch football.
I'd like to say good evening to Peter.
I will punch every one of those 13-year-olds directly in the gut.
Well, guys, everyone is aware that this football season in New York hasn't always been easy.
I flush it.
That's how some people feel. However, before the fall meeting in New York, Woody Johnson spoke about the Jets, and he said he has, quote, unwavering confidence in Joe Douglas, Robert Saleh, and the coaching staff. It's a good group, he says. Just a very young team with a 22-year-old quarterback. He's seeing things for the first time.
Well, of course, thank goodness he didn't say I don't have faith in them. They're 6 games in. Imagine if he said, you know what, we're wavering.
Yeah, I'm ready to bail. I know he's injured and out for a couple weeks, but let's go ahead and just call this thing, shall we? Now, speaking of which,
this guy's owned the team over 20. He's 74 years old already.
Now, speaking of the quarterback issues, the Jets have acquired Joe Flacco from the Eagles.
We call him Broadway Joe Flacco.
Broadway Joe Flacco.
Yes, Joey. Oh, really?
Yeah, Joey Flacco.
All right, Peter, you start him this Sunday or not? Or you start the great Mike White?
I don't know. What do you want? Do you want to win games? Are you trying to win games?
What in the world am I doing?
Right. Let's listen one more time to the sound of the Jets' Ira.
What in the world am I doing?
Poor right. Ira. I felt sorry for Ira after the show.
No, that was sad. That was not a funny thing that happened yesterday.
No, he was really beaten. And I listened to Greeny some today. He's, by the way, I had a troubling moment listening to Greeny today.
No,
what happened?
Yeah, this is tough here for me. He was referencing the show.
This show?
Yeah. Well, first he played audio from Rick and the other guy's show.
Dave.
Yeah, Dave, and their thoughts on the Jets. And I thought it was going to be, like, really compelling audio. I don't know. Maybe Andrew needs to be in closer contact with Nuno, so they have his producer, so they have our audio, because we would have offered way better insight, I thought. But he was playing that, and then he talked. Greeny was talking about some of the things he said before the season started. And when talking about coming on our show, Greeny said he went on with Michael and Don and those guys.
Oh no!
Jeez. Oh, that's. I'm sorry.
That's got us, Peter. If I was near, I'd give you a hug right now.
Is there anything
sorry about that?
Is there anything worse than those guys?
I mean, after Stephen A., he's the most important guy in the company, and he just dumped a cup of hot urine on your head.
I mean, and you know what it means. I know Greeny. If he's listening right now, he's going, of course, I know Peter's name. But in that moment, live on the air, he didn't remember it, and he didn't want to mess it up.
Right.
And so he went to the – Don, that's what happened, right? And then so he went
to
the –
No, maybe he does know your name and didn't want to include you.
Or that. I don't think it's that, though. I think he just was, like, not 1,000% sure. It's like when you're introducing someone to someone else, and you know the person's name, but just to be safe, you say the other person's name
first. I think I was on with Michael and Don and those guys.
That's gotta be, Peter, that's a kick in the cubes.
As
somebody that knows how that feels.
Oh, I sure you do.
Where, believe me, I'm the forgotten guy sometimes too. In the recaps and when it's written, it's Michael, Michael, Michael.
Yeah, sure.
I had a Hall of Fame coach refer to me as Michael for an entire year.
Yeah. And this is a coach that you adored.
I adore. Yeah. So I know how that feels.
Yeah.
But it could just be. Listen, there's only so much time to spit things out, and it's kind of awkward naming everybody.
You know what, Don? Let me stop you for a second. Those guys and Peter, same amount of syllables.
Yeah, well, and those guys. It's even longer.
No, but Greeny's such a good guy, and he knows the show.
And a great broadcaster.
Terrific. So he probably feels, where do I draw the line?
Well, apparently
I think you
draw
right with the third guy on the show. Yeah
right. I mean, but knowing how green he is and what a good guy he is, he probably wants to include Andrew. And
oh, come on. You know what? Stop yourself.
Wait a minute. No.
This is a poo-poo take.
This is a poo-poo take by you.
Bound
I love
to happen
you.
No matter who coached.
Why I love you.
Those guys.
Those guys is an homage to Anthony and Andrew.
Come on.
It is.
Hold on.
Andrew, you call him to book him to come on. He knows
even
who you
Andrew.
Are. He probably wants to acknowledge you.
Andrew,
I don't think that's – I appreciate it, Don. It's very nice what you're saying, but I don't think that's
then
what
why didn't
happened.
He just go, I was on with Michael and Don?
I think
– Why those guys?
Because he knows that Peter is also on the show, but he
– Why did he pluralize it?
Because he couldn't remember. And just – he
no,
can't
I,
say –
I think he chose to not mention you.
Wait, no, hold on.
Have you angered him?
Don, what you're saying is, why didn't he just go, I was on with Peter, Michael, and Don, and the other guy? No, he had to say, and those guys. It was the Stephen A. and them boys. I was them boys.
Now Stephen A. knows you very well. Guys.
I just think he wanted to acknowledge
stop you. With all due respect to the great producers, no one refers to, when they're talking about being guests on a show, every show
they
has
do.
A staff.
No. They do. Because Greeny incorporates his behind-the-scenes guys on the show, as we do. So he wants
Don,
to acknowledge the entire show and the work that those guys do.
Quite a reach by you, my buddy.
Yeah.
Quite a reach.
Don't hurt
yourself. I'm telling you, if you got Greeny on right now, that's exactly what he would say.
Listen, I don't know if you're doing yoga or not, but be careful because you're reaching over there, Don. Now, bad news for the Giants. Jabril Peppers out for the season.
Hmm.
Suffered a ruptured ACL in his right knee and a high ankle sprain. So that defense, which has already not been great, guys, in case you didn't know, that's a hit.
Well, according to Tom Rock of Newsday, Peppers joins Gates and Blake Martinez as team captains who are done for the season.
In a word, not what you want.
Now, name the three captains that are not done for the season. There were six in all for great prizes.
Dan Jones,
yes.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know.
No one's ever called him Dan.
But
no.
it's a bit that when I would see Brownshire at the office where we would like change somebody that's either like the full name or the nickname. Like you'd say instead of Eddie Murphy, you'd say Ed Murphy.
Ed Murphy.
It's just funny.
So Dan Jones.
Very funny.
Dan Jones.
I would say Saquon Barkley.
And
we're just missing one guy, right?
No, two.
What about
Barkley wasn't a captain. Well, he's only three remaining on the active roster. Okay.
Okay. So not. Okay. What about S? What about S. Shepard?
No, S. Shepard is wrong.
What about E.
Logan
Ingram?
Ryan?
Logan Ryan. There's
Logan
another
Ryan.
One more, Don.
Damn good call.
Oh, they wouldn't give it to. Even though he's been, you know, he's a veteran, can't imagine that.
You're not bringing up Turnstile.
And I was saying, they wouldn't have Nate Solder as a captain, would they?
No. I assume from the silence.
Is it Hospodar?
Is it Hospodar?
No.
And Marty Lyons.
Just tell us.
Kyle Rudolph.
Graham Gano.
Oh, that's lame. Kicker, Mike. Oh, come on.
Hey, he's a great kicker, man. He's a great kicker.
Do you know what it felt like the other day when Washington's new kicker with the last name Blewett came in and on his first kick had it blocked.
Kickers are barely even people.
First kick of his NFL career blocked. He blew it. Right out of the gate. Now, listen, one thing about the Giants is they're terrible, but expectations weren't very high. Not the case in Kansas City, where people were planning on a return trip to the Super Bowl, perhaps.
Sure.
Here's Scott Van Pelt on his SV pod talking about how there's no path to the playoffs for the Kansas City Chiefs.
It seems insane pre-Halloween to legitimately be saying about Kansas City, I don't think they're making the playoffs. But the way they look right now, I wouldn't bet that they would. I wouldn't
just
bet
say
that
it,
they
just
would.
Say it, just say they're not going to make it.
You sell me a path because I'm not buying one right now.
There is an extra wild card spot. So,
and also, if they win the remainder of their games, which they probably won't, they'll get in.
Well, that's
the path.
Well, yeah, there are. I guess you're right. In that sense, there are paths. But let's take a look, shall we? Buffalo is going, right?
Well, they're winning the division, so
they're running away with the division.
Yes.
Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Cleveland. That's where you run into trouble, depending on what happens with Cleveland and Baker Mayfield. But guys, I feel pretty comfortable saying that Cincinnati and Baltimore both go into the playoffs. So let's go Buffalo, Cincinnati, Baltimore. We'll leave out Cleveland for now. Tennessee's going to the playoffs. At this stage, it certainly looks as if the Raiders are going to the playoffs. And then the Chargers are a really good team. That gets us to six teams. How many are in the playoffs this year?
That's it.
Seven?
Three division winners.
Four division
winners and three, so
right,
seven.
So the team with the best record has a bye.
So, right. So there's that one bye. So, no, there's a path in. I mean, even if
they're 3-4, so if they win their next 10 games, they're 13-4. You know what? Well, there's the path.
I don't think they're winning their next 10. The team's a mess right now.
That's a team that has been great.
All right, but so you figure they're going to beat the Giants, they'll get back to 500.
Okay, but how about this? After the Giants, that's a rough. After that, Packers, Raiders, Cowboys, Broncos, Raiders, Chargers.
They could beat the Raiders twice.
They could, but you think right now, Don, you expect them to beat the Raiders twice?
Well, they could, but I would think they would probably split. All right, Packers, that game is in Kansas City, but they're at Vegas. They're home against Dallas, home against Denver, home against the Raiders. But at Chargers, home against the Steelers, and at the Bengals, at Denver. I mean, so
it's an ugly rest.
It's probably only game. Well, you look at that and say. Say they split against the Raiders. They could probably win both games against Denver. They're probably looking at only four definites. So that gets them to eight.
No, seven. Oh, after the Giants. You gave them the Giants already.
Yeah. Listen, I love the Giants, but that's a tough spot for them. But, yeah, if you tell me, they look like they're going to be a team that's probably going to finish 9-8.
They'll be fighting for it. They'll be playing meaningful games week 17, that's for sure.
So how about that you're looking right now at Pittsburgh and Kansas City is not making the playoffs. Pittsburgh's in last place in their division. If you're going to say that it's between Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Cleveland, you left Pittsburgh out.
Oh, I sure did. That was intentional. Tom Brady was on the Manning Cast last night on ESPN The Deuce.
You know, the one part of this show that's going underrated, Peter?
Sure.
Is that the big lug that we do the show with has not watched a second of the Manning Cast. How is that possible?
Well, he's not interested.
How's he not interested?
I find it surprising. I really enjoy it, especially because you're an Eli guy, and Eli's a you guy.
Not big Eli guy.
You on Snapchat?
But again, it just loses the face-off to the actual game.
Even last night? The game was repugnant. Pouring rain. Bad quarterback play.
Yeah, but it was competitive.
It was competitive.
I'm good. I really, and as far as the interviews go, I'm good.
They're not interviews. Stop saying they're interviews. They're interactions as they're watching the game.
Well, it's awkward to say interactions. I'm not, interactions are whack. I mean,
but they're not interviewing like Marshawn Lynch. He's chiming in on the game.
I genuinely was not interested in any of those four people.
You're not interested in Tom Brady.
I'm good with Tom. I watch him as a football player. He bores me off the field. He just does.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that wrong, Peter? First of all, it's a preference. How can a preference be incorrect?
No, you have it, but they also had Marshawn. He doesn't bore you.
Yeah, yeah.
His act is tired to me.
Yeah,
everybody makes him out to be the greatest thing. The guy can't control himself from cursing on the air. All right, I'm good. Take your Skittles, go home.
I think it's pretty funny.
Again, you know what it is, Don? He doesn't have children. He sees the world through a prism without children. So if you're sitting there watching the Manning cast and this guy's dropping F-bombs there, it's tough to explain to Charlie.
Well, then why would your kid want to watch the Manning cast, though? That's a bad job out of you.
Because the kid didn't ask for the Manning cast. He has to watch what daddy's watching.
Well, that's mean for you to force him to watch essentially a long-form podcast.
I told you I didn't watch a second yesterday because I wasn't feeling well. I went to bed early. But he watches stuff with me.
Let's hear from Marshawn, actually. I'm glad we had this conversation. We'll start with Marshawn talking about how he used to take shots of Hennessy before games.
Watching your interview with Peyton on his Peyton Places, and I learned that before games, you had a pregame ritual where you'd do a shot and a half of Hennessy before the game. Did you do anything to get warmed up tonight?
See, because I ain't playing, so I had a three-shot minimum today. So I'm feeling real good. So I took one for me, I took one for big bruh, and I got one for little bruh. So I made sure I...
Oh, perfect. Honored. Thank you for that tribute. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, I was looking out.
You guys be tired all you want. I still find it funny. I
Is
just
that
do.
Right?
Here's Marshawn when he did accidentally swear during the broadcast.
Protected. Oh, what the...
I don't think
that's the part where Michael's kids would have went running out of the room screaming, Daddy.
You know what's
Daddy,
interesting
what's
though? Like they reacted. You could curse on cable TV, can't you?
You can. Yeah. Technically, you can.
Right. So what's the big deal? Oh, don't do it. You have him on. What did you expect he was going to say? I don't blame him.
No, Marshawn curses. That's definitely a thing. Now let's hear from Brady on the Manning cast. He's talking about the now widely talked about 600th TD football.
We got it back, so I got it back. Yeah. There's a lot of negotiation in order to get the ball back.
Is the ball in Canton, or have you made it into an NFT? Talk about what the ball is.
it's shortly an NFT. You can autograph.io. You can go there to bid on it. There's a lot of great things, auction items, memorabilia. And there's my boy Tim negotiating with Byron, who gave it to me. Byron realized he lost all of his leverage once he gave the ball away. He should have held it and then just get as much leverage as
amateur
possible.
Amateur move. Yeah, so, if he would have held it, he would have been sitting in the Tom Brady suite for the rest of the season. But amateur move on his part.
Hey, I think it worked out pretty well. It just showed kind of what he got right there from it. But I'm also giving him a Bitcoin, which, I mean, that's pretty cool too. So,
I would have put yourself over there, Tom.
How do you, Peter, you know this because Miss Hatton has them.
Sure.
How do you cash them in if you have a Bitcoin?
Well, there's
a few
ways.
You go to a bank?
Well, there are actually ATMs. There are some.
Really?
Bitcoin ATMs.
Okay.
Or you sell it online, and then you get the money, transferred to your account.
Is it actually a physical coin?
No.
So it's just like in the air?
Kind of.
Yeah, I'll pass. Whole thing's coming crashing down.
You're doubting Bitcoin, too?
Well, I saw the report they had like 3 months ago on 60 Minutes. It seems like a house of cards. I'm probably wrong because I'm not great with money, but it sounds a little weird.
I mean, I understand why some version of this is going to exist. Whatever, I don't know which one it's going to be, but some version is going to exist, I believe. I think Bitcoin's a pretty safe one. Bitcoin's been steady now for a long time. It's one thing if someone jumped all over Dogecoin, but like Bitcoin to me it's pretty safe. Let's hear from Tom Brady. Talking about how he never loved playing against Eli Manning for some reason.
I said, earlier today how much I admired watching both you guys play, your incredible careers, and, the games we played against each other, although I enjoyed the much, much more the ones I played against Peyton than Eli. You guys just, we had so many great battles. So I enjoyed all our games, Tom.
I really enjoyed them all.
There's something about those silver helmets that when you saw them, it was like you talk about lighting up. Eli, it was just unstoppable. And whatever the D lineman drank before the game, I got to get some of those, between Strahan and OC and Justin and then a few of those other guys, because I'm still getting over some of that soreness.
He has seven Super Bowls, right? Is that it, Don? Seven?
Just seven.
He'd have nine if it wasn't for Eli. Have nine.
Well, 10 if it wasn't for the NFC East.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's weird. Yeah, but, and he always seemed to, not always, but in most big spots, would be Peyton.
Yeah, almost always. And I always thought Peyton, when I watched, I always thought Peyton was better at the time.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of those games were in Foxborough and cold and the snow, and Peyton just wasn't the same quarterback.
I think you take Peyton in a regular season game. For all the marbles, I think you take Brady.
It's hard not to at this point. Mike Tomlin was asked about his interest.
I love this story. Love it.
There's reportedly interest in him for USC. And Mike Tomlin spoke on his level of interest.
Guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
Anyone else? All right.
Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? You know, anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
That's a denial. That's not like, you know, dancing around. Oh, well, I'll be with the Dolphins forever. 2 weeks later, he's in Alabama. This was a denial. And this will come back to haunt him if he does take a USC job. I don't think he will.
Well, yes and no. Now, granted, it's not as high profile, but I've told this story before. I had Herman Edwards on. Are you taking a Kansas City job? No. Don, I'm telling you. Well, there's all these rumors, Herm. You're leaving to go to Kansas City. Don, I'm not going to Kansas City. I said, Herm, you do realize if you go to Kansas City, you're going to have egg all over your face. He's like, it doesn't matter to me because I'm not going. He went. So it'll look bad if he takes the job tomorrow. But don't be surprised if some – I think he'd be nuts if he did it.
Well, I mean, if the Steelers go like 6-11 and for some reason they fire him, then no, he has a right to take a job. But
so they would have one really bad year and move on from Mike Tomlin? He's right.
No, they wouldn't.
Why would he leave a job at an organization that is clearly comfortable letting a coach stay there for basically as long as they want to, as long as they're successful? That job is, guys, it's three coaches over what, 50 years?
Yep.
So why is he rushing out of there? He's right.
There's very few NFL jobs that you would leave to go to a college job. And there's very few colleges that you would do that for. I'm not sure USC is one of those jobs, and certainly Pittsburgh is not a job you leave. Jacksonville to Alabama, I could see that happening. Pittsburgh to USC? No. That's a great gig. Steelers are one of the flagship franchises, great ownership, tremendous fan base, good team pretty much every year.
Coach I have ever spoken to that also coached in college said there's no comparison. You go to the pros. You don't have to go beg kids to come play for you.
Right.
Well, that's
you have to worry about rules.
No, but there are certain jobs.
Kids going to class. No, they don't want. You'd rather have a bad pro job than a great college job.
Yeah, but even like, well, what's a bad pro job? I guess right, you know, Jacksonville, right, Detroit. So you're telling me you could be the coach of the Detroit Lions or Notre Dame. You're going to take Notre Dame.
I don't think you would.
I don't know, man.
I would.
Because you have to worry about as a college coach, and then the pros, they get your players, and you go coach them.
But really, the way Detroit's going, you're only going to have that job for a couple of years.
Well, then you
people
can take a college
to play
job.
For Notre Dame.
Here's what we should do, guys. We got to talk some World Series. We got to talk a bevy of other things. So why don't we do that on the other side as we continue through ENM, which is delivered by DoorDash. Imagine a world where you didn't have to pay delivery fees. Sign up for Dash Pass from DoorDash today and try it for free for 30 days. DoorDash. More ENN next right here on 98.7 ESPN. And yes,
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
ENN continues on this World Series Tuesday, October 26th. It's still raining outside, guys? Anyone know?
It was about a half hour ago.
We're still good here. Hasn't looped back around yet.
Does it often loop, Don?
No, this storm, this nor'easter,
yeah,
you know, has buzzed through. It's going to loop back around and then continue to rain later on tonight. But we were in the eye of it earlier this afternoon. The sun actually came out. But that's why there's so much rain. They're calling for like 4 to 6 inches in some place because it's going to turn around and make a U-turn and hit us again.
This is the future now. It's we worry about rain accumulation every time in New York now, too.
Well, we should, considering the infrastructure.
Well, yeah, and considering the environment and where things are going. Seems that way. So the Deshaun Watson rumors continue to swirl around. The Dolphins seem to remain a strong contender to land Deshaun Watson. But according to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, Watson is not Miami or bust. The Panthers are also a team that has supposedly stepped up their interest.
You got to be somebody really special to run an organization and own a team and say, this is the guy I have to have. Damn what's hovering over his head. You got to really be, you don't care what type of person. I mean, there's got to be some fire there. There's so much smoke. I'm not saying the guy's guilty, but you can't wait. Obviously, you want to get him before somebody else gets him. So they don't care about good people. They don't care about pristine reputations. They care about the way somebody plays. And Deshaun Watson's a great player. That's all they care about. The 22 allegations, it obviously means nothing. Because if it meant even a scintilla of something, you wouldn't make the trade.
Well, I sort of relate to the idea of being a team who maybe does feel some way about it, but also thinks in this league it never matters, and he's going to end up playing. We have no options at quarterback. Should we be giving this a shot?
Right. They don't care about what's over his head.
I mean, this league has shown time and time again that he is going to play.
Unless he's suspended or goes to jail.
Yeah, I mean, there's again, right now he's not even facing any charges at the moment.
I will tell you this, though.
Criminal charges.
They'll find out more information. The NFL owners are having their meetings. People are going to corner Goodell and go, what are you going to do with this guy? Should I make a trade for him? They've got to have some clarity on it. There's no way you make the trade and give up all the capital that you're going to give up and then not have him be able to play for you for a while.
Yeah, you got to find out what the deal is. But let's face it, guys, they react to the bottom line. No owner is doing anything for what's right or wrong, what's moral or not. It comes down to what their sponsors say and what their season ticket holders say. Is it going to affect their bottom line acquiring him? Now, there might be some protests, there might be some upset people, but if he went to the Miami Dolphins and he lights it up and plays the way he played in Houston, season ticket holders aren't going to complain. Sponsors aren't going to complain because there'll be more eyeballs on the Dolphins and there are more fannies in the seats and more luxury boxes will be purchased.
And yeah, but that are you willing to suffer the first couple of weeks as people are outside picketing? Because they should be.
We'll see. It's
going to
be
today's climate. I find it very, very difficult that they wouldn't be. But I don't think these NFL teams care. As Don said, bottom line, are we going to win with this guy?
Well, they're allegations until proven otherwise, right?
Yep.
And God, how rare are quarterbacks of his level? He could. How many? I mean, ask the Jets. How rare someone of this level is. It's not. Doesn't come around every day.
And what's the maximum suspension that they can give him?
Don't know.
Four?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, then they spent it Ray Rice more than that.
Well, they originally was two, and then they were guilted into four. I don't think it was more than four.
I think it was six. It didn't go to
maybe
four.
Maybe it ended up being six, but, you know, if
I guarantee
but there
you
was video.
I was going to say, I guarantee you he doesn't get what Ray Rice got because that video was everything for them.
You know, if he settles out of court, and then that's all it ends up being is a bunch of allegations, a lot of them, 22, 23, whatever it was, no jail time. Nothing that can be pinned on him. What do they give him? Four? Just for being kind of involved in that? That's what the NFL will do. And if you're making a deal, you're probably making it for next year anyway, right? The guy hasn't played. He didn't have a training camp. So if you traded for him tomorrow or at the deadline, it'd be too, you know, you're already halfway through this season. I'm sure he'll get some sort of a suspension. So you're hoping that this whole thing blows over and you'll have him fresh and ready next year.
This is from Andrew Brandt. Watson issue not about commissioner exempt list, about commissioner suspended list. This commissioner suspended Ben Roethlisberger and Zeke Elliott 6 games for incidents with one woman and no criminal charges. How does Watson, multiple women, 10 criminal complaints play?
Hmm.
All right. So
these are very different circumstances, though. Every situation is different.
All right, but what's it going to be? 8?
No.
A full season?
No, I don't think so.
So if you make the deal, what's the deadline coming up? It's got to be
November 2nd.
Right, so it's coming up next week. So that's week 8. So let's say you made the deal at the deadline. Commissioner announces a suspension. While it's still going on, you know, so he's probably done for the rest of this season, which would end up being how many? 9 games the rest of this year. So whoever trades for him, Miami trades for him, they're banking on he'll be ready for opening day.
That would be their hope, that it gets worked out this year and the suspension comes this year. Speaking of NFL teams and controversy, as the league meetings begin, 2 former Washington football team employees arrived in the lobby of the Intercontinental in New York today in Midtown Manhattan with a stack of letters multiple pages long, asking for the findings of the report into the team's workplace misconduct to be made public. It was addressed to the members of the NFL Social Justice Committee, Gail Benson of the Saints, Michael Bidwell of the Cardinals, Arthur Blank of the Falcons, Jimmy Haslam of the Browns, and Shad Khan of the Jaguars. The letter urged the NFL to make public the findings of the investigation. While your working group was formed to address issues of racial justice in the league, you also have the ability to seek justice for the hundreds of women and men, such as us, who bravely came forward to share stories of harassment and abuse we experienced while employees of the WFT.
Those letters mean nothing. The only thing that means anything is when the government got involved last week. That scares them.
Devontae Adams on the COVID-19 list ahead of the Packers game on Thursday night. He tested positive for the virus, according to Adam Schefter. He'll need 2 negative PCR tests 24 hours apart in order to play the Cardinals in that big NFC matchup. Bulls are 4-0 since the first time since when, Don? Chicago Bulls.
1995-96.
96-97. Oh, okay. Close. Why wouldn't you ask me that?
Michael,
flush it.
The Bulls are 4-0 for the first time since when?
96-97.
That's right. And, okay, and who was the captain of that team?
Michael Jordan?
There you go.
Ed Hospodar?
No. The World Series is tonight. And there are more Jewish players involved than in decades, guys. Do you want to know, Michael, do you know who they are?
I don't.
Well, of course, I was them boys. Alex Bregman, of course.
Right.
The Astros. and the Braves have two. Max Fried and Jock Peterson. There could have been a fourth if the Astros had included backup catcher Garrett Stubbs on their roster. And that would have been the most Jews ever in a World Series.
This matters to you.
Of course it does.
Don't you know who this is? He was all in on Sam Rosen. Not Sam Rosen.
He's all in on Sam Rosen, too.
I'm still in on Sam Rosen.
Josh Rosen.
If Sam could get a job at quarterback, I'd root for him, too. All right. So
big Hank Greenberg fan.
Love Greenberg. Well, I'm one of the biggest Koufax guys in the business. Let's talk World Series for a moment. The Braves did not have a winning record until August 6th. According to Elias, they're the first team ever to reach the World Series after not having a winning record until that late in the season. They were 44-45 at the break. They're the fourth team to reach the World Series after having a losing record at the All-Star break, first since the 91 Braves. They finished the regular season with 88 wins, the fewest of any team in the playoff field. The seventh time in the wild card era, which goes back to 95, that the team with the fewest wins in the field reached the World Series. Four of the previous six went on to win the World Series.
All right, so how many? You said six? Six times since 97?
Seventh time since 95.
So six previous. Well, clearly the Cardinals, was that the 2011 Cardinals with 83 wins?
Nationals.
Oh, you know who else? You know who was? This will surprise you. The 2000 Yankees.
The Yankees.
87 wins.
That's right.
Because they just, you know, they mailed it in the last month.
Wow.
Them at all.
It was the 06 Cardinals, by the way, not the 11.
What?
That's the only ones I can think of. Well, wait, no, it had to be some wild card teams. Right? One of those How many wins did the...
So you think we're going to, have go E&N for an hour today or what?
I don't know.
Almost got hit with the ball there. Sorry.
I thought we'd have fun, Michael.
I understand, but we're up against the clock, babe.
Swapping baseball spit.
You know what, Don? Even when I do a just baseball nerdery, he still just hates my guts.
I don't hate your guts. I've got bills to pay. We've got to adhere to the clock.
He's out. Listen, I think you do E&N until... You run out of stories or you run out of Michael. And we ran out of Michael.
And we ran out of Michael.
Like,
you know what?
No,
that'll
I
do
don't.
It.
He's a jerk.
That'll do it for ENN on this Tuesday evening. I had more stuff for the World Series, but it's okay.
Let's pay
the bills. This portion of the Michael K Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by 2 by London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget. Visit 2 by London at the Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, Westfield World Trade Center. Maybe Peter will give us the answer to that question when we get back right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.